Deirdre Cobb is the former St. Lawrence County legislator and a Democrat running against second-term New York 21 Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Of course, Elise Stefanik has a standing invite and has been invited many times to be on this radio station. So I just want to make it clean, but try to play it down the middle. Deirdre, so grateful that you could drive down and see us and talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me back.
Okay. Let's start with the question of Stefanik's voting history. What do you find that's objectionable?
Well, so I would say that what's important right now, and we're all talking about this. So Elise Stefanik is on has been on the Congressional Intelligence Committee. She was part of the effort to release the Nunes memo. Suppress the Democratic voice and dissent, and she voted to shut down the investigation. So I think recently that's important. We've talked in previous times we've spoken about her votes in terms of health care, certainly her environmental record is not good, voting for coal dumping and in rivers. And I think, you know, what someone said to me recently was, Elise Stefanik she's there to vote for easy things, but when things are difficult and meaningful, then she votes against the interests of her constituents and the environment and those things. She's not there for the tough votes.
Do you see yourself as a front runner or as a catch-up runner?
You know, coming out of the primary with 57% of the vote, and at this point, having over 1,000 volunteers who are mobilized and are working, I don't see myself catching up. I see myself as a front runner.
Have you seen a poll of any kind?
I'm going to be careful about that one. Yeah. I'm feeling confident.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And I think the thing is this. Again, you know, circling back, it's a purple district. You know, my mission is to do what I have been doing. And I'm going to give you an example of those volunteers. It's one thing to say we have volunteers. It's another thing to say that those volunteers before that primary reached 20,000 voters with a phone call, with a personal letter, or with a door knock. And we are continuing that. And like I said before, you know, we mobilized another 100 volunteers after the primary to get another 4,000 signatures. That means that we've reached 4,000 more people that are willing to give me a chance. And I want to just talk a little bit about me and my style. Lots of times people will send a question for me. And Anna, who's my campaign manager, will send them to me and say, hey, this person would like to talk to you about something. So Friday night, this man had sent me an email after I met him at a parade. And I got behind in the parade because I shook his hand and we had a second to talk. And so he sent me an email and he said, I wanted to ask you some questions. So I called him. I got an email from Anna and she just said, can you take a minute to call? And I called him and I said, I just wanted to say, you know, do you have a minute to chat? And so I called him and we talked and, you know, he said, I'd like to vote for you. I'm a Republican. And we worked our way through the conversation. And at the end, I said, listen, I said, I'm asking you to give me a chance. I'm asking you to vote for me this time and then I'll prove myself to you. Give me the chance. And, you know, I think that for me, I've been in this race for over a year. I'm in it because of healthcare. This weekend, in the Post Star, a woman wrote a letter and said, I'm supporting Deirdre Cobb, you know, because her niece is facing cancer. Her niece's daughter has multiple sclerosis. I read that. And I actually called someone.
You mean the letter writers?
The letter writer. I read that. And I called someone in Greenwich and I said, can you get me that? Do you know this person by chance? And it was Sarah Eidelman, who was in the race before. And I called Sarah and I said, can you get me this woman's number? And I called her and left a message. She wasn't there. And I just said, I want you to know I am going to work night and day to win this election for you and for your family. That's the difference between Elise Stefanik and me.
Do you find that the year of Trump makes a a difference in the excitement of the people who've come to work with you?
Yeah, I would say the silver lining is that people are awake now. I think that we cannot take any election for granted. And it's not just Trump, by the way. The reality is that, the Tea Party was mobilized. They said, go out and vote. Go out and run for local election. Go out and run for school boards. Go out and run for state offices. And they did. They mobilized and they gerrymandered and they made seats that are almost impossible to win. So to me, the lesson here is every single election matters. I started in local government. And, you know, the first resolution I ever brought forward was about the Patriot Act. That's in a local election. I wasn't changing the Patriot Act, but my congressman was Congressman McHugh. And so I brought forward that resolution, and it passed. Miraculously enough, I was in the minority with Republicans. The reality is local elections matter. State elections matter. Federal elections matter. That's the silver lining now. People are mobilized. People know that elections matter now. And, you know, otherwise we wouldn't have these teams and volunteers throughout the district really saying, hey, I want to participate in this process. I want good representation. I want a representative who shows up and who's working with us.
If you're elected to Congress, what do you think about impeaching Trump?
Yeah, of course, everybody has asked this question. And over the last, you know, it's been a year. And over the last year, I think that more information has been revealed about the president and his relationship with Russia. But I think the first and foremost thing that's important is protecting the integrity of the Mueller investigation. That, to me, is first and foremost. That's what Congress could do, by the way, right now. They're not, but they could. So I think that that is first and foremost. And then we'll see. You know, I can't answer that question because Congress brings forward those impeachments and then it goes to the Senate.
Sure.
And so I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. And so it's sort of for you guys and the pundits to talk about. It's for me to think about and to watch, but to really be thinking most first and foremost about the Mueller investigation and safeguarding. How do we safeguard that? Because I think that's going to be crucial.
Okay, finally.
Or is crucial.
Finally, I want to ask you something, Tedra Cobb. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle over your position on gun control. Can you parse that up for us?
Yeah, sure. So I was meeting with a team of kids, which are called Teens for Tedra. And this young man came to several events and actually recorded probably other events because he was interviewing me and I said, oh, you have your recording on? And he said, yes, I'm doing this for a school paper and those kinds of things. So I invited him to a Teen for Tedra event. Unbeknownst to us, although he was asked if he was recording, he was recording the conversation. I want to say first and foremost, my obligation is to those teens who wanted to be part of the democratic process. We were having a very tough conversation about gun control because there was another school shooting that day, the Santa Fe school shooting, and their phones were literally blowing up with texts. And so that's the context of that conversation. And here's what I want to say. We have a gun violence epidemic in this country. 33,000 people a year are dying from gun violence. 75,000 people are wounded. St. Lawrence County has 110,000 people. Just let's put that in context. Congress could pass universal background checks with no loopholes. Americans, gun owners and non-gun owners alike, want that. And Congress has failed to do that. Gun owners and non-gun owners alike want expanded domestic violence laws, want expanded red flag laws so that families who have members who are maybe harmful to themselves or others could go to a judge and say, I have someone in my family who could be harmful to others. Americans want those safeguards. Congress has failed to act. And that's what's important. And I think that's what's in some ways been lost in this conversation.
Okay, so this is all very good. I get it, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, so this kid got you on tape.
Yeah.
Basically going a little further than for the political realities of your district you would have wanted to go. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, and I think I'd like to put this in context, and that is to say that, you know, a few people have said, would you reinstate the 1994 assault weapons ban? And that weapons ban in some ways failed because it named specific weapons, specific guns. And so new ones were made. And here we are having a discussion about 3D weapons. So when I'm talking about those other things, at the end of the day, what we want our kids to be safe. We want kids to be safe in school. We want to be safe in our communities. And as a mom, you know, I have friends who are saying, I'm afraid to send my kids back to school. I'm considering homeschooling. You know, I want my kids to be able to go to a concert, and I don't know if I should do that. That circles back to the whole thing that we have got to wrap our minds around. We've got to have a conversation about the gun violence epidemic and how to solve the problem, and that this Congress has done nothing. And I'm going to point to one other thing, and that is Elise Stefanik's signature legislation is the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which allows people from Alabama or Mississippi or wherever with no background checks to come into New York State with a concealed carry. That does not make our communities safer. And so, yeah, you know, I feel I was having a very real conversation with those kids. I feel it was a lesson for me. I feel it was a lesson for them. My concern is that they might have been disengaged from the political process. But if anything, they are more engaged in the political process. And for me, it's important to be who I am and to be able to talk about these issues and to be as forthright as I can. And I have, I think, been forthright about my mission and my purpose of passing gun legislation that is across the aisle supported, and that people, gun owners again, and non-gun owners alike, and Americans want, that could pass now.
It is my great delight to be here with Tedra Cobb, former St. Lawrence County legislator. She's a Democrat running against second term New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. And Tedra, for what it's worth, I certainly agree with you on this matter.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again.